From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 10th, 2014.
Mayday, mayday! Anybody got a copy?
This week, in honor of Veterans Day on November 11th, we focus on the anybody that did copy and respond to the distress call you just heard, the U.S. Coast Guard. Have a listen to about 45 seconds more of the Coast Guard's first response to that vessel sinking off Virginia's coast in April 2010.
I've struck an object. My boat's going down. It's going down fast.
Vessel in the shadows, this is Coast Guard Sector Hampton Roads. Request to know your GPS position, over.
I'm unable to get a GPS position. I'm off Fast Cape, about 3 miles off Fast Cape. I've got to deploy my raft. She's going under.
Captain, request to know if you have a life jacket on, over.
I do have a life jacket on.
Hello, all stations. This is United States Coast Guard, Hampton Roads, Virginia Sector. Time 0737 local, the Coast Guard has received a report of a vessel taking on water and going down with one person on board. All vessels in the vicinity are requested to keep a sharp lookout, assist if possible, and advise the Coast Guard of all sightings.
The Coast Guard began in 1790 as a 10-ship fleet established to enforce trade laws and reduce smuggling. In 1915, Congress merged this fleet, by then called the Revenue Cutter Service, with the U.S. Lifesaving Service to form the Coast Guard as a branch of the nation's military forces. Later, the Lighthouse Service and the Bureau of Marine Inspection and Navigation also became part of the Coast Guard. Today's missions include law enforcement, national defense and homeland security, marine safety, environmental protection, navigation, and of course, search and rescue activities, from single-person vessel incidents to the rooftop helicopter rescues of New Orleans residents during Hurricane Katrina. Virginia's connections to the Coast Guard range from George Washington signing the congressional bill that established the Revenue Cutter Fleet, to life-saving stations and service from the late 1800s to the mid-1900s, to today's several active units, including the large Portsmouth base, which began in 1870 as a depot for lighthouse equipment. Thanks to the Coast Guard for this long history of service, through surf and storm and howling gale, as the lyrics say in the Coast Guard anthem, Semper Paratus, the Latin for always ready. And we close with a short sample of the anthem, played by the Coast Guard Band. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.